Thanks for the introduction, Brigitte. We'd like the first to express our thanks to the scientific committee for this invitation. We are very proud of to give this plenary plenary talk at this conference, and to share some experience from the East Asian countries. And in this talk, we will focus on the resources and teachers' collective work associated with them. Our main claim is, as it is shown in this title, teachers' collective work inside and outside school is an essential spring of mathematics teachers' documentation. We will show show this through the different experience from China and from Japan. First of all, the resources are one of the main objects in this conference. As you know, this is the name of the title, this conference. And if we look at the resources of teacher use in or develop in the world, there are so many different kinds of resources. For example, in Japan and in China, there are this one. Wait. These are. I'm sorry. So these are picture. Oops. Okay. It works. For example, there are a lot of journals for the mathematics teachers, not for the researchers, but for the mathematics teachers. And then there is also, for example, in Japan, there is a dictionary for the teacher, because we use a specific term for the mathematics teacher, so the teacher needs some kind of dictionary. And then we also kind of the books, a lot of books by famous teacher. We have a kind of superstar teacher in Japan who are very famous all over the Japan, for example. And of course, we will have also different kind of online resources. Like in this picture, we took from the Chinese website, which is called Teacher Club. So probably in other countries, we may find many other resources we cannot find in China or in Japan. So there are different, a big diversity of resources all over the world, I think. On the other hand, the teacher's work is also a main object we are trying to understand in this conference, because the resource is rather a window to access to the teacher's work and teacher's knowledge here. And in our talk, we are especially interested in the teacher's collective work. Here again, there are a lot of different kinds of the teacher's work. Like I put some picture from China, this one. In China, there is a kind of collaboration research team. And in Japan, we have a kind of a conference or congress for the teachers where they present their research work. And then there's a lesson study, you know, in Japan. But this one is in Lyon. So even in France, we can find different kinds of teachers' work. And I'm also engaged in the pre-math project, which is carried out in here. So there are two. We may find a different kind of the teachers' work. So there are different kinds of a big diversity in the teachers' collective work and different resources. So how we see and capture this kind of complex works? So in this presentation, we don't really rely on a specific theoretical framework, but because the documentational approach to didactics is something more or less shared here, and we are obliged to use a little bit. So I rely on a little bit on this. So in this approach, the document is, as you know well, consists of the resources as artifact, and also it consists of the scheme of the utilization of how to use the resources. And the scheme here is, I think you know well, is an invariant organization of activity for a certain class of situation. And it also consists of four components, which are given here. And what is important here is, I don't really use the detail of this tool, but what is important here is the utilization scheme is for a certain class of situation. That means that if the situation is different, there would be another way to use the same resources. For example, this is just a small example in the case of Japan. When the teacher have to prepare a lesson for ordinary class. Japanese teacher very often rely on the textbooks, strongly rely on the textbooks. They only use a single resource, and then they create a worksheet, and then for the rest they will think in the classroom. In contrast, if it's in the situation of preparing a lesson for open class or public lesson, which is open to the colleague or other people, the teacher investigates a lot of resources and design mathematical activity seriously. So I have to create a good one or something like that. In this way, according to the situation, the resource use are quite different, and the scheme of utilization of resources is quite different as well. So in this presentation, in this talk, we share with you a different kind of teacher's work, what different kind of the class of situation, and the documentation work that can be found in East Asian country. We put here some guiding questions when looking at Asian experiences, which are based on a little the documentation approach. So what kind of teacher's work it corresponds nearly to the class of situation, and what kind of resources are used, and how, in what way. But our presentation is not really to show the result of research conducted in China or in Japan, but to show different kinds of resources and teachers' work, which are not well known in other countries, and which are waiting to be analyzed by the documentational approach. So, two East Asian cases are presented from China, and one from China and one from Japan. These are comparative and complementary each other in terms of the kind of the teacher's work, which on the one hand it is from the inside school, and on the other hand it is from outside school. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Takachi. I will focus on the three main questions and share with you what happened in China. But always in the practical work, there are a lot of perspectives or multi-dimensions teacher collective work. So I will just focus on inside school, what happened in Chinese practice. And then in China, we have actually the tradition for teachers' collective work. The important setting of the teachers' collective work inside school is the teaching research group. There is more than 60 years history since the school-based teaching research system was set up in China. For example, in 1947, the Ministry of Education in China issued the Secondary School Teaching Research Group rule book, and it emphasized a teaching research group is an organization to research teaching in order to improve the quality of education. Here we have some government policy. And moreover, there is also a three-level institution network in order to make such policy practical. Under both, you will see there are at the top, there is a province-level teaching research offices. And then under the province level, we have the city-level teaching research office. And then at the ground, we have the school-level teaching research groups. So, and the birth teacher research office played the role of administration and professional guidance, but they played more roles about professional guidance. So here I will just focus on school inter-mechanisms. We see there are exist different kinds of group where teachers work collectively and inside school. One is the lesson plan preparation group, and then another is teaching research group, and we have in the school such research project group. And then for the lesson plan preparation group is foreign, and teachers from the same grade and the same subject gather together and build such lesson preparation group. And this group is led by an experienced teachers. And the group has the following tasks, and to discuss how to prepare each lesson plan together, and discuss how to use some additional teaching materials obtained through individual ways, and discuss how to develop examinations, and the organized often to observe their own lessons each other and discuss how to improve the teachings. So the mathematics teachers in the same grade, they work very intensely. We call this lesson plan preparation group. And then related to the this group, there are two parts of the resources. One comes from schools, including textbooks, teaching guiding books, curriculum standards, and also such organized in-service trainings. And the another one referred to teachers' individual experience, including self-learned resources and so on. So it looks like a closed resource cycle, but the teacher learns from online resources, just Tekach mentioned. Online resources, they learned also from the journals for teachers. So such self-learned resources open the cycles sometimes. So, and the second kind of the school-based group is we call subject-related teaching research group. Here, I just talk about mathematics teaching research group. There are three focus in general. A TRG focus on discussing teaching practices, instructional design, and middle semester examinations, and internal open classes, and so on. But the TRG has especially another two tasks. One task is they will focus on the school-based research questions and related teaching practice. That means here, many schools, they provide some research budget. The teachers can apply such a research budget and then to do their own practical researches, focus on their practice problems. For example, some teachers do the research about how improve geometry understanding with support of dynamic software, on how to design mathematics lesson based on the student mathematical mistakes from their homework. Such practical research problems were done in the TRG. And the TRG has another tasks. It is in charge of connecting to the city level research offices. The teaching research offices provide teachers with opportunities to participate in teaching evaluation, teaching competition, or participate in other tasks which are assigned by city level TRG, TRO, sorry, there are too many terms. This is offices. So this picture showed that the director of this office, city level office, come into the school and explain how school select teachers to attend the city level teaching competitions. So, and then the TRG, school-based TRG, played important role to support teachers to attend such competitions. And firstly, you see here, TRG organized a school-based internal teaching competitions and select good lessons or good teachers. And then the teachers in TRG were discussed and modified the lesson plan. And then the teachers implemented the modified lessons again. And then the TRG decided who could attend the city level teaching competitions. This is actually the great honor for teacher to win such competitions. So this is also the honor for school. So this task were done by the TRG organized. And related to TRG, there are diversity of resources when we look at the tasks. Some come from schools, some come from the teacher's experience, but the most important resources referred to resources from the city level offices, including teaching evaluation, teaching competitions, and also resources from researchers and so on. Because when they do research project within the TRG, they sometimes need support from researchers from the university and so. So this is the research cycles is very often. And then in our school, there existed another, the third group we called research project group. This group led by a director of research in the school. They have the following works. That means in the school, they need to write a research proposals according to the same framework at the city level and apply for research project at the city level or the province level or the national level. When a school has a such project, then the school would be good assessed. Every year, school will be assessed. So if a school, a national project or city level project, this is very important. So this task were done by the research project groups. And this group undertake another task is to undertake a sub project assigned by outside schools. I will skip here because in the next panel I will explain how the schools take part in the sub project of a very big national projects. So. Yeah, and I have just mentioned such a research project group in the school is led by the director of the researchers. He or she would select the teachers into the group and engage the project. It depends on what kind of top research topics. And we can see in these groups, there would be different kind of resources used and school development plan because what kind of research project the school do, it depends on the, what's the school development plans. And another resource is, of course, teachers' practice and another teacher's experience. And in particular, the resource is some theoretical framework and literature reviews and research methods. Because in this group, they will do the research project according to the scientific framework. So, in the school, we see there are three routine groups where teachers work collectively, a lesson preparation group and teaching research group and research project group. And such structured mechanisms can ensure the teachers experience collective working culture at the schools. But in this culture, teachers express more collective voice than their individual voice. So such collective voice sometimes couldn't reflect individual requirement of the teacher's professional development. So facing the challenges of the curriculum reform, the school based teaching researchers is experienced the changes. So fortunately, we have very good coaches that the teachers do research in the schools. So school-based teaching research activities is not isolated. In other words, many schools open the door and welcome or invite experts from outside. So the boundaries of the teaching research groups and the research project groups become vaguer. So experts from city level office and researchers from universities and school teachers constitute one collaborative team, which will focus on teaching practice problems initiated by school teachers. So here I just want to introduce one example we call collaboration research group, which nature is study for improving teaching and learning, thinking for development. This group is developed for 10 years and now established in different kind of schools. So this is the structure of such groups. Such group include teachers, school teachers, and experts from the office, and researchers from the universities. They worked collectively and focused on solving teaching practice problems. That means what they do will be proposed by the school teachers. So because the school teachers explain their needs, that they want to learn the methods to analyze their learning behavior to improve their lessons target. This is a special case, no? And such groups in this school and focus on two kinds of school-based research activities. One is how to analyze lessons use video analysis, on and how to reflect lessons use special method called same topic, different focus and structures. So researchers in this group introduce at first the framework of studying classrooms, teaching using video analysis, and the teachers in this group try to use such framework to analyze their own lessons. During the activities, teachers get support from researchers and experts. Of course, it takes long, several years until the teachers learn how to use video analysis. And the group in these schools has also experienced the method called same topic and different focus and structures. And that means the teachers in the groups prepare different lessons focused on the same topics. They will implement the lessons, and then researchers and experts from the office will comment the lessons and discuss with the teachers. So during such process, teachers learn to share the teaching practice and reflect their practice. So this is another activity in such groups. For example, in order to, this is the same topic, review geometry knowledge at grade 9, and focus on these topics. Two teachers designed two lessons. I will show very quick. Two lessons. The one is about investigation of rotational questions and try to tell the students find a way of geometry inquiry. And the second is about geometry exploration journal. After implementation two lessons, researchers in this group, the research is Professor Ye from the university and analyzed the two lessons. She said, the first teachers used the task to let the student experience the process and of how to explore the relations with moving points. And the purpose of the task is to teach students the steps of exploring geometry relations, determine the objects, geometry elements, explore the contents, generate the methods, so the task is used by teacher guiding in the first lessons. And for the second teacher, the task is more open for students. No conclusions were preset by the teacher before the class. So during the teaching process, teacher decided his way to teach based on the different responses given by the student. That means teacher use the students' initiative to decide what to explore when working with the task. That means in this class, the conclusions is very open. The teachers do not do any conclusions. This is two type of the lessons, and the researchers give the comments. And of course, in these groups, the expert from the office gave also comments, and teachers explain, the teachers who do such lessons explain and reflect their teaching purpose. So such dialogues between members of collective research groups improve the teachers' professional development effectively. There are some research projects and data to identify such effective. So, now it's the conclusions. In Chinese case, just focus on the inside school. We see there are different kinds of structured organizations and group for collective works, we call. And also vivid resources were brought into the inside school, and the collective work was enhanced. I think this is what I want to share with you, what happened inside school in China.
Thank you. Now I'm going to present some teachers' collective work outside school in Japan. Some people might be thinking that I will talk about lesson study, but this time it's not about the lesson study. It's a teachers' work outside school, especially the teacher work inside the teacher association. In Japan, like in China, there are different institutional frameworks that allow teachers to work collectively or individually inside and outside school. We classify them according to the geographical scale, like in this table. In Japan, the education is managed at different levels, like city, prefecture, or national, etc. And then in this talk, I would like to focus on the teachers' association outside school, which exists at local level, and talk what kind of teachers documentation work are carried out there. At the city level, in most of the Japanese city, there exists a local association for mathematics teacher, but this is not only for mathematics. Sometimes there is also association for other subjects like science, history, English, Japanese, etc. In the case of Joet's area, and in the case of mathematics teacher, we have an organization called Research Association for Teaching Mathematics in Joetsu. There are about 90 registered members from primary school teacher and the middle school teacher. And this is a voluntary-based association. It is not compulsory for the teachers. And the different kinds of activity are organized in this association. For instance, there are monthly seminars, a lecture by invited researcher, a workshop for the teacher, and a publication of bulletin. And there is also annual congress. This is a picture of the book which is published by this association recently. But this kind of thing is a little bit rare because the last book we have published is 20 years ago. So this is a quite new one. Mm-hmm. And I show you some picture taken in the annual congress, so organized by this local association. So at the congress, this is an opening ceremony. There are so many people. And then we have always the open public lesson. This is from the primary school, and another one from the secondary school, and we may have another also open school, and then we may have the discussion about these lessons. So this is a local association, so it's not of the small city. If it's a big city, bigger city, there might be more participants. And in this talk, I would like to share with you some experience of monthly meeting of this local association, and try to show what kind of teachers' documentation work is carried out. The main activity in this meeting is a discussion on the lesson plan and on the teaching practice report. These two things are the main, these two resources are main resources in this meeting. And in this talk, I will show the detail of these two resources, and then we will see what kind of teachers' work are associated with these resources. So for the first case, this is taken from the one meeting. It was for the discussion on the lesson plan. It was the teacher brings the lesson plan, which is prepared beforehand. So in the meeting, it's not the correct collaborative work to develop a lesson plan, but there all the teacher has prepared beforehand, and we discuss on this lesson plan. And then this is a lesson plan. This is a lesson for the open lesson, which will be carried out in the one more later. And at this meeting, the teacher brings come hand out the lesson plan. I will show the detail of the lesson plan, how it is looks like. This is written by primary school teacher and distributed to everyone. You may see that there are a lot of text. On the left-hand page, there is a title of the lesson plan. This is, in this case, the view from inside of the box. This because this is a class of grade 2 at elementary primary school, and this lesson is actually to create the big boxes or polyhedron like this picture. So that's why this teacher put this title on this lesson plan. And then the structure of lesson plan is something like this. There is a goal of the activities. Activities here is the sequence of lesson for him for this teacher. So this right hand side is for sequence of lesson. It's not for the one lesson. And then he write the goal of the activities and the intention of activity and the actual state of children and the characteristics of these activities. And then on the left-hand side, this is a page for the one specific lesson. There's the goal again, there's the characteristic, and then there's a table which provides how the lesson goes on. By observing this resource, we may see its role. For example, one of the role of this lesson plan is to share student the idea behind the lesson and the setting of the lesson. Because here, in these two pages of the lesson plan, three quarter of the text is devoted to explain why, mostly the argument why this lesson could be carried out, why we choose this didactical variable, etc., etc. And then what is interesting here is a table. Here is a kind of modest table. It's small. And this is a guide for the teacher or for the participant to see how the lesson goes on. And what is important here, it's not a guide for this teacher what to say in the classroom. So this is for the other people. In fact, in Japan, usually, if it is a serious lesson, the teacher prepares another memo or another lesson plan for himself to remember what to say. So in this case, the lesson plan is not really for himself. It's for the participant, for the other people, to share how the lesson goes on and why this is lesson. And further, So what is important here is that the teacher prepares this lesson plan beforehand. The teacher prepared this for the meetings. So most of the work is carried out individually. And then I think before this lesson plan, we can identify different kinds of teachers' work. I identify here at least three kinds of teachers' work. This is task design, lesson design, writing of a lesson plan. It is carried out in a way chronologically, almost. Sometimes it go on back. In fact, the task design in Japan, we call some kind of the work which is called Kyozai Kenkyu. It almost corresponds to the task design. And then the lesson design is the design of the sequence of lesson, how the teacher teach in one classroom. And then there is the writing of a lesson plan. Wait. So in the writing of the lesson plan, as we saw in the previous slide, it is to write the idea behind. It is a kind of station formulation. What is the theoretical argument behind the lesson? And what is interesting here is that these three kinds of work are carried out for the discussion in the meeting and also for the open lesson afterwards. So if this is an ordinary lesson, the teacher may not do the task design, because the most of the teacher use the task given in the textbook. And if it is the ordinary classroom, the teacher will never write the lesson plan. So that means that because we have a discussion at the meeting and the open lesson afterwards, there these situations are carry how we say the teacher carry out this kind of teacher's work. So it means that the discussion at the meeting and the open lesson is a trigger to trigger of the teacher's work, which is shown here. So I'm going to the next case. The discussion in the meeting I will show later. Another case is the discussion on the practice report. So this is the second the main activity of this meeting. And in this case, the one teacher bring the practice report, which will be presented in the regional congress. That means that as I showed a while ago, the institutional framework, the association of mathematics exists in different levels. So the meeting of local meeting we are looking at is a city level, but at the prefectural level or regional level, there's another kind of the activity, especially the congress for the teachers. And this is a picture for the presentation, oral presentation by the teacher in this congress. So the practice report the teacher brought at this meeting is a report which will be presented in the regional congress. So the teaching, we are going to see all the detail of the teaching practice report, what it looks like. So this teacher prepare this practice report beforehand, before this meeting. So it is a report with 6 pages like this. And this practice report is more or less common for the Japanese teachers. Teacher often write this kind of thing, sometimes as a result of a lesson study, or sometimes the teacher is asked to present some teaching practice in the Congress, or sometimes the teacher is asked to write a practice report for the teacher's journal. I explain a little bit the detail, what is written here. The structure of report is given here. I translated the section title of this report. There is a section at the beginning, the reason for the choice of the theme is a kind of relational, and then there's a research hypothesis, and then context. And the main part is of section 4, the teacher describes what kind of teaching practice could be observed in his teaching. And then there's a result and further issues, and then at the end there's even a section for the reference. It looks like a scientific paper. If you, I go into the detail a little bit, in the first page, the title given was Mathematical Activity in which children are motivated to participate through the teaching practice of grade 6, lesson enlarged and reduced figure. And then after the title, there is a research hypothesis with a diagram. It is something like this. The diagram is in Japanese, but it changed to English. So the hypothesis given here in this practice report, it was a verbalization of the method of solving a problem, and the discussion of that method motivated pupils to work on the task and to deepen understanding on the geometrical figures. Of course, this is a naive hypothesis and not really a scientific one, but the form of scientific report requires the teacher to investigate deeply his own teaching practices. And the point original point for him in this practice research is a verbalization of the method and also the structure of the lesson. This structure is given with this diagram. He provided the structure of activity, how the lesson goes on, and then the individual work and the verbalization method, and then discussion of the method, and then they come back again to the similar structure. And what is important here, what he designed here is not really the task, because the task is something he took from the textbook, but he designed the sequence or structure of the lesson. And then in this practice report, we may find the description of teaching practices. It takes 4 pages and 4.5 pages. It is something like this. For example, in the first section, the question asks the children was which one is the same form with this picture. And then the teacher describes what has happened in this classroom. And then the teacher picks up some remarkable event in this teaching practice and commented how the validation of method allows student understanding of the geometrical figure. So the role of practice report here is to share with colleague or leader his own teaching practices and the idea behind. In addition, as in the case of lesson plan, there are several teachers' work behind this report. At least we can identify the three kinds of teachers' work, which is the teaching in the classroom, of course, and then analysis of the teaching practice and the writing a practice report, which will be carried out similar in the last lesson plan. Of course, the analysis of teaching here is not the rigorous analysis based on the rigorous method. As I think in the Chinese case, it's more the scientific method is used, but here the teacher is more the naive method are used for the analysis. But I think this writing of this teaching practice report requires the teacher to reflect deeply on his teaching practices. And they have to identify or summarize or formalize different main events in his teaching practices. And what is interesting here is that, like in the case of lesson plan, the teaching collective work is a discussion in meeting or the oral presentation, because oral presentation will be carried out after this meeting in the regional congress. Such kind of the collective work plays a crucial role to trigger these teachers' documentation work. So far I explained mainly the nature of resources which I discussed in the meeting and the teachers' association, the work associated before this meeting. And these work are not necessarily the collective work, but mostly individual work. And I'm going to show a little bit of what happened in this meeting. So if I summarize here, the teacher's work in this meeting is to explain his design. In the case of lesson plan, it is a design lesson. In the case of practice report, it will be the implemented lesson to the other people. And to find a way to improve the lesson. And the participant try to understand the proposed lesson or implemented lesson through the material of the handout. And then the teacher participant provides some idea, the information, etc. Probably you cannot imagine what will happen with this text. I will show a very short clip showing the activity of this meeting. I hope it works. This is the meeting, it's called Sigma Chi meeting, that's why I said this. In the beginning, there are not so many people. The people usually come later. In the beginning, the teacher explained his teacher report, what is written here. So he explained his teacher research hypothesis. And then after 20 minutes, there's a discussion with other people. There is a moderator who organizes the discussion. For example, in this case, the moderator asked to give some questions from the first page and second page, etc. And then there's the middle school teacher give some comment on this practice report. And then sometimes this teacher explain why they choose this problem. In this case, they show the textbook. Usually the textbook, we use this task, etc. And then sometimes there's a teacher who provides some idea of the new task, etc. So it's a very flat discussion. So it's not very interesting to see you, but it goes on like this. So the one thing we can remark, what is remarkable here is that the teacher's work is more the collective rather than collaborative. I mean, the teacher prepared beforehand a practice report, and then they discuss with other people. So the responsibility of the on the practice report is always on this one individual teacher. So, and I think they're much less collaborative work, I think, comparing to China, I think. So now I summarize the Japanese case. The point of this teacher's work in the association outside school was the development of resources. And the resource was for sharing their teaching practices, the lesson plan or practice report, the both of them, they are themselves, and not only for himself, for the teachers, in terms of the teaching practice. And also, these resources does not use for himself, because the lesson plan itself, it was not for himself. He will not use when he teach this lesson. He will use another thing. But what is important here is these activity as for the professional development. The teacher knows that this kind of activity is necessary for the teacher development. That's why they are doing. So objective is not really to create a resource itself, but the process of the development is a point for him. Of course, as we see, there are different kind of the teacher's work, which would not happen in the ordinary lesson. So this is a special lesson for the teacher, for their professional development. And also we can see that these meeting in the local association or the open lesson in a school or the regional conference, it's the trigger to carry out this kind of teacher documentation work. So that's it from the Japanese case. And then we go to the conclusion part.
Yeah, and we have just presented two cases, one focused on teachers' work inside school, another one focused on teachers' work outside school. But as East Asia countries, actually Japan and China shared many similarities. In both countries, there existed school-based teachers' collective work structure, and also the teachers' training systems initiated by Association of Teacher Education outside schools. Actually, in both countries, we have the both cases. And such collective work improved teaching. Improve teaching or practice research by teachers. And inside schools and outside schools provide teachers with different kinds of resources which make teachers' collective work vivid. And such teachers' work is the essential spring of teachers' documentation work. And the documentation work could again improve teachers' professional development. And when we observe the two cases deeply, we see, for example, in Japan, teachers developed lesson plan or practice report before teachers work collectively. So during the collective work, teachers discussed and reflect their individual works. That means the individual works is combined with the collective work systematically. So this is the similarities. And in these representations, we just introduced what happened in China and in Japan. We see there are a lot of research resource for us, actually, and all research questions can be generated. For example, based on the diversity of the resources, how teachers work on such documentation And would their own resources systems be constructed? How we can analyze their resources trajectory? And there are different kinds of collective work in this case. And then we can think, how can we identify such difference? Because in Japan and in China, teachers work always in a collective way. So the research could focus on what teachers' collective work could impact the usage or build of the resource systems of the teachers. And also in Japan and China, researchers bring a lot of resources into schools. And then the research questions can be, from the perspective of resources or documentation work, how will discourses be implemented between the researchers and the teachers? And what identity do they have during corrective work, respectively? So there are a lot of questions we can do research. So I'm very glad now there are three doctors, Chinese doctor students here in Lyon who are beginning the research work in these resource areas. So many thanks for your attention and welcome discuss with us. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.